my brunch. Now I'm joined in the studio by the lovely Joshua. Good morning.
Morning.
Susie, good morning.
Hi.
And by Kat, good morning. Now this is the little introduction to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the NHS Health Watch Essex asked children across Essex to design bunting which could be displayed in local hospitals. That's celebrating the people in health and social care who've made a difference to them, their healthcare hero. The film they made has been shortlisted at the National Charity Film Awards as well, and the finalists are determined by a number of public votes as well as scores from the judging panel. So we're going to talk about everything and also how you can vote for this wonderful film. So first of all, we're going to start off with Kat from Health Watch Essex. Hello.
Hello.
I haven't seen you for ages. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. So for people who don't know, who are Health Watch Essex and what you do?
So Health Watch Essex is a local charity. We capture people's lived experience of all health and social care, and then we take that back into services and providers to help make some changes.
And it's great. You can go to the website if you've had used any of the services in Essex and you want to leave a review, good or bad. It helps to shape the future
definitely,
of the NHS.
Yeah.
So do really get involved with that. Health Watch Essex. All the details will be up on the website. So the idea for Healthcare Hero, where did that come from?
So we ran a competition called Lively Lives, which, as you said, the kids designed bunting. It was a chance for them to sort of share their healthcare story and nominate a healthcare hero, so someone who's made the most difference to them in health or social care. Josh's story was brilliant and actually won a patient experience award at Health Watch. And because the story was so great, we actually decided to reunite him with his doctor, Dr. Baboob, at Brimfield Hospital.
Right, now we're going to move on to Joshua's mum, Susie. Good morning.
Morning.
And then we'll be speaking to the man himself who's sat there getting ready for... We're not on the camera today. I know you've been in the studio this week, haven't you, on TV? Yeah. So we talked to you, Susie. You were pregnant, 28 weeks. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so I had 7 years of IVF, and then obviously all our dreams came true to become parents. And then unfortunately, we found out at 20 weeks that Joshua had a heart condition and would need surgery as soon as he was born.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he was then born at 28 weeks. So he only weighed 2 pounds, 7 ounces, which posed lots and lots of problems because obviously the type of operation that he needed, they needed him to be as big as possible. And they'd never done that type of operation ever on a baby that small. And it was a really, really rocky start for him. He had 6 cardiac arrests, and thank goodness Dr. Babu was there that night and managed to save his life. And then he was transferred to a specialist heart hospital and remained there for 6 months. He's had multiple surgeries on his heart and his bowel and endless complications, but as you can see, he's defied all the odds and he's here with us today and making a massive difference in the world.
So how old are you, Joshua?
I'm about 7.
7, wow. And you've been through quite a lot, haven't you, in that time, operations and things you've had done?
Yeah, because the operations were a bit, because I was a bit brave when the operations happened, and gladly I am. Susie, my mum didn't know if I was going to survive or not, but I would survive. Now here I am.
Yes, and a TV star as well. Now, you entered this competition to make some bunting. So what was on it? Tell us what was on it, because it's two-sided.
So basically there's some writing. I'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But the thing, Mr. Gez was holding my heart, and me and Dr. Babu were holding hands, and then they went to the bunting competition, and then they said the winner is, and then it was me.
So basically, the bunting was for your healthcare hero, who is Dr. Babu, who saved your life.
Yeah.
And then, so you did your pictures on one side, and then on the other side, you did a little letter for him as well, which you, and then you actually met him, and it was all filmed. And what was it like to meet him?
Like to meet him was a bit happy.
Yeah.
Because without Dr. Baru, we wouldn't be here, so we're going to say a big thank you to my doctors and nurses.
Oh, that's lovely. And they've done a great job because you look fantastic and super fit.
Yeah.
And do you do sports as well, by the way? What do you do?
What do you like doing?
I like doing dancing.
Yeah.
I like doing karate.
Yeah.
And most of all, I like doing singing.
Oh, really?
Like to go singing.
Oh, we might get a song at the end then, maybe.
Maybe.
So you got to meet. Were you nervous when you met Dr. Babu when you chatted to him, or you were okay? Because you gave him a big hug, didn't you?
I was okay, really.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. You couldn't hear me then.
Now, this was all filmed, and it was filmed for the, and it's actually gone up for an award for the National Charity Film Awards, which is amazing. Because just coming over to Cat, there are a couple of other entrants in this.
Yeah.
And yours was all done on a mobile phone. It's a lovely piece of film. It's only 4 minutes long, and it's the story of Joshua meeting the doctor that saved his life. And it's beautiful. It's really good.
Yeah, we're up against some pretty big competition, some big national charities with big budgets and good production. And Rachel and I just filmed it on our iPhones, edited at the office. So, yeah, not a massive thing. We weren't expecting to get this far, so it's brilliant that we've been shortlisted, and hopefully we can get to the final as well.
And you've already got thousands upon thousands of hits.
Yes.
To see it. So if people want to find the video, we will put up links for it anyway, but where can they find the video?
So if they visit our website, Health Watch Essex, we've got a massive Vote for Josh button that directly links to the Charity Film Awards website, and you can watch it, vote for it, and share it there as well.
Yeah, you do share it, do watch it, because it is a lovely, really lovely film. Now, Joshua, back to you. What do you want to be when you grow up? Have you thought about it yet?
A radio star or pop star, I don't know really.
You could be both.
Yeah, I could.
Now, I hear that you quite like The Masked Singer. Is that true?
We're not talking about The Masked Singer right now.
I just wondered if you could go on there as, like, you know, nobody would know who you were. You could wear one of the outfits.
He'd love to meet Ken.
Oh, that might, you'd never know, that might happen. Also, we have to talk about the girlfriend situation now, because you're quite famous now, because you're on TV and radio. How many girlfriends have you got at the moment?
Three, and you was hoping me to get 10,000.
Well, that's the sort of numbers you wouldn't mind getting. That'd be quite good. So what would you like to say if Dr. Babu is listening now? What would you like to say to him?
I'd like to say a big thank you, because without Dr. Barry and Mr. Gez, they wouldn't really be here, so and they wouldn't save my life, and I just died if I just had still a poorly heart, so glad they are here, and they fixed my heart. So we want to say a big thank you to the NHS, and a big thank you to the doctors and nurses as well.
Yeah, I think we should have a round of applause for that. That's very good. Because it is celebrating the 70th anniversary of the NHS, and we're very lucky in this country to have the NHS save so many lives every year, and we are very fortunate to have that. So we do want to get this film voted up, so you do need to get voting for Joshua, because you want to win, don't you?
Yeah, we want to win.
So you'll be there on the night, hopefully, around a big table, and then they'll do the announcements, and then once you win, fingers crossed, you'll have to go, yes! And then you can get up on the stage, you might meet Stormzy, you don't know, do you? You'd like to meet him, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you do any... Do you want to give a little song at the end? Is there anything you'd like to sing live on air while you're here, as you wanted to... is there a song, maybe from The Masked Singer, that you would like to sing for us? A little bit? Yeah? Go on, then.
Go for it.
Who are ya? Who are ya? Was there a bad mess?
Very good. So don't forget, do go and have a look on the web, vote for Joshua, because as Kat said, he's up against so many other big corporations, got a lot of money. This was done on an iPhone.
Yes.
So it just shows
Please vote.
And it's a beautiful film. It's 4 minutes long. It doesn't take very long to watch. And it is a great, great story.
And every vote's for the NHS.
Yes.
Get voting.
So where are you off to now? Are you going off? You're going off on TV? What are you doing next?
What are you doing now?
I'm getting up on the stage.
Hopefully.
And don't forget, he needs to get 10,000 votes and also 10,000 girlfriends. Possibly.
10,000? Or he might get 10,000 Kens.
Right, moving. Thanks very much to Joshua. Thanks very much to Susie and Kat as
Thank
well.
You.
And just
and
one thing to say.
No, go on, you can say it. Go on, it's live.
Just one thing to say. We want to say a big thank you to the NHS and a big thank you to the doctors and nurses. So, without my certificate, I wouldn't be on the shows. So we really, really need to vote. So please vote.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
As a radio star, if ever I heard one. Thank you very much. Right, coming up next, we've got the Jonas Brothers. Don't forget to vote. All the details will be going up on my Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter.